Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. If there wasn't so much news today, we might have some kicks and giggles over the New Guinea leader who's very offended after Biden implied that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Their prime minister accused Joe Biden of disparaging the South Pacific Island nation by implying that an uncle of the U.S. president had been eaten by cannibals from his country during World War II. But we'll save that for another day. Obviously, there is the beginning opening arguments in the Trump trial. They have adjourned for the day. We'll go through where we are with that trial. Later on, Eric Trump will check in with us as well. We'll get to the issue of all of these protests. You see what's happening? Have you been watching TV at all? Have you seen what is going on at college campuses around the country? Many of our most prestigious universities like Columbia, Ivy League institution, Yale, Ivy League institution, but other schools as well, MIT, Emerson. It's happening basically copycat protesting. And it's gotten so bad that, you know, the left's, you know, pro-terror wing at Columbia, you know, now they have to hold classes virtually. I'll tell you about this rabbi warning Jewish students to go home and don't go back to the campus because of the extreme anti-Semitism. And Jewish students have been confronted. I'll get to that also. You have a Jewish Israeli professor blasting the students, faculty cheering on Hamas. I've gone through some of the people that are professors at Columbia with the most radical views, you know, celebrating what happened, the murder and the rape and the kidnapping of October 7th. Do you ever think this would be happening in your time? But and then holding up signs condoning the murder of pro-Israeli counter-protesters and the agitators literally screaming, Jews, Jews, go back to Poland. And apparently Congresswoman Omar's daughter is claiming she is homeless after being suspended from college. At Yale University, the campus with riot gear, hundreds of students staging what they're calling is our anti-Israel protests. And Yale students, you know, cheer as the American flag is taken down during a pro-Hamas rally. Here's the initial question you have to ask yourself. Why? What part of what happened on October the 7th are these supposedly highly educated? I mean, these are some of the top educational institutions in America. What part of the slaughter of October 7th are they not understanding? An innocent country with the worst terror attack in their history. What part of the images of young babies being beheaded, you know, do they not understand? You know, what part of the direct testimony that we're hearing from women that were taken hostage and the brutal rapes that they have been through, have they not understood? How is it that they would take the side of radical Islamic terrorists that invaded an innocent country and slaughtered so many of their citizens? What part of them, you know, why would you offer aid and comfort to terrorists? Where is your, is there any moral compass in any of these people? I mean, I guess you have to argue. I mean, you have to have a certain level of intelligence, I would think, to get into an Ivy League institution. Have to have something. You know, what has happened to the left in America and the Democratic Party? Their silence is deafening on all of this. And it's even worse in the case of Joe Biden. I've been telling you from the beginning after October 7th, the conflicting messages, and I know because I have so many sources in Israel. And while Joe Biden said all the right things publicly, behind the scenes from day one, he just kept trying to convince Israel to show restraint. And he's called for more ceasefires, attacked Israel for the methods in which they must defend their very existence. You know, what part of geography are they missing? Because you've got a country the size of New Jersey surrounded by nothing but enemies. And if you extrapolate out, they have under 10 million people as part of the population of Israel. And you compare that to the population of the United States, those 1,200 innocent people, citizens murdered, slaughtered on top of those that were raped and those that were kidnapped, including Americans that were kidnapped. And most of them probably are not going to be found. I hope and pray they are found alive, but many might not be. We know of some of the hostages being murdered already. And you just have to ask, you know, how have things gotten this bad that they're that far off the mark in terms of where their moral compass is? You know, to get to a point where you have this Orthodox rabbi at Columbia and Barnard College telling Jewish students to leave campus, go home, because of the anti-Israeli agitators and their encampment on the campus. Now, remember, most of these environments, you're talking about very woke universities. You're talking about very politically correct places. If you use the wrong pronoun, you might trigger somebody on these college campuses. And God forbid that happens, you'll be facing expulsion. But they're allowed to create encampments, talk about drive the total complete annihilation of Israel as they chant from the river to the sea, because that's what that means, that they're out there supporting a terrorist group that was involved in the worst terror attack in Israel's history, and Israel now trying to fight for their very survival. And yet there's such a lack of moral clarity on all of this, and they're offering aid and comfort to an enemy that wants nothing short of the destruction of Israel. And then you have a president that wants these people to vote for him. And hence the president, out of fear, has had to make a choice. This, you know, you talk about a moment of choosing. This has been Joe Biden's moment of truth. And Joe Biden, when the votes were counted and they came in Michigan in the Democratic presidential primary, and over 100,000 Michigan Democratic primary voters voted uncommitted, that was 18.9% of the vote tallied, and basically sending a message to Joe that they don't like any support for Israel. Well, ever since then, well, Joe Biden has offered at best nothing but tepid support for Israel. He doesn't even, because he's put aside any sense of his own moral clarity, because his blind political ambition is the top priority for Joe Biden. And they lost 50,000 votes uncommitted in Wisconsin. But anyway, in a WhatsApp message sent to hundreds before the start of Passover, by the way, happy Passover to many of you if you're listening. Anyway, this rabbi told students at Columbia, leave as soon as possible. until the situation improves. And what we're witnessing in and around campus, it is tragic. It is terrible. The events of the last few days, especially last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the New York Police Department cannot guarantee Jewish student safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. It pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. Elise Stefanik said yesterday about the Columbia president, you know, that she should immediately resign, given how Columbia's leadership has clearly lost control of their own campus, which they have. And how is it that in spite of all of the appeasement that Joe Biden has shown Iran, that after, okay, I'll tip my hat, Joe Biden, along with Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Great Britain, they did help Israel repel the over 300 missile attacks that were fired directly from the number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. Okay. But he immediately followed it up with, yeah, but we're not going to support any offensive measure or retaliation. Well, so Israel's supposed to just accept this? And what would the result of that be? Where is Joe's moral compass? Where is his sense of moral clarity? Is being president really that important to him that he's willing to take our ally and basically surrender to the worst terrorists on the face of the earth? Pretty damning and pretty chilling. And this especially after all of his appeasement policies haven't worked, have they? And that is turning a blind eye to the Iranians selling oil and even purchasing some of that oil themselves starting in March of 21. That would be turning a blind eye and granting a waiver for $10 billion to be sent from Iraq to Iran for electricity payments they owed. And Joe negotiating a $6 billion that he wanted to transfer over in a ransom hostage exchange. I mean, after lifting the sanctions on Iran, he's only made the mullahs and the number one state sponsor of terror rich again. And the country that has suffered the most is the one that's in the closest proximity. And Iran has been using Hamas in the south in Gaza and Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon to attack our number one ally and the Houthi rebels to attack as well out of Yemen. You have Iranian-backed forces now have resumed their attacks on U.S. military bases. According to the Voice of America, at least five rockets launched from Iraq's town of Zamar toward a military base in northeastern Syria. There have been numerous attacks when this has happened, and there's been no consequences, like there's no consequences for China and their military aggression, their unfair trade practices, their intellectual property theft, or them flying drones all over the continental United States and Alaska. You know, but what do these protesters want? We now see worldwide, we hear it in the halls of Congress, on college universities, all throughout Europe, other continents like Australia, just repulsive hatred, virulent anti-Semitism to the point where kids can't even stay in school. You had the New York Post article about a Jewish Yale University student journalist reporting on the anti-Israeli protests at that Ivy League institution on Saturday, stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag. That's what's happening, and nobody's being held accountable. Has anyone taken any notice that Mr., you know, forget about when they go low, we go high. Eric Holder, they go low, we kick them. Well, now he, the self-described Obama wingman, Eric Holder, has endorsed the illegal occupation of pro-Hamas protesters at Columbia University. Wow. Anyway, he said this, when did he say this? I guess he said it on Thursday as New York police departments were swooping in and trying to clear the campus. I guess he doesn't believe, he has no problem with offering aid and comfort to a terrorist group. Illegal occupation by Death to America protesters is now forcing Columbia University to have to close their classrooms down. Everything has gone online and gone virtual, I guess, to close out the semester, which is ending, I guess, shortly. Police had to storm Yale University's campus with riot gear, arresting students, as hundreds are staging anti-Israeli protests, and Joe Biden only cares about courting this vote. Why in the summer of 2020, with the 574 riots, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, they were hit with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, the billions in property damage, and we were told by Democrats they're mostly peaceful. Why? Because they wanted their votes. Why did Kamala Harris not get called out for supporting, quote, rioting or insurrection, if you prefer that term, when she tweeted out the bail fund after the police precinct was burned to the ground in Minneapolis? Because they wanted their votes. The same thing is unfolding here. Joe Biden wants the votes of these radicals. The Democratic Party is nothing like the Democratic Party in the past. And if they have to align with the most radical, even anti-Israeli, you know, protesters, they're going to do it. Because our president doesn't have the moral clarity or strength to stand for what is right and to stand against radical terrorism, the result of which will be more terrorism.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Well, now Columbia will have to hold the rest of their classes virtually with the Columbia rabbi warning Jewish students it's not safe for them. They've got to go home. And, of course, the president of Columbia not lifting a finger to end this. It's pretty unbelievable. But one Jewish Israeli professor at Columbia blasting students and faculty that were cheering on Hamas. One pro-Hamas agitator holding a sign essentially saying Hamas's military wing should kill pro-Israeli counter-protesters. You know, you hear some of them screaming, Jews, Jews, go back to Poland, as they were harassing individuals. You have this new tent city that took over Columbia University and their lawn after NYPD had raided it, as activists are now vowing to stay forever. Police storming Yale University's campus with riot gear as hundreds of students staged this protest. Unbelievable. You know, Yale students cheering as an American flag is being taken down. Welcome to America's institutions of higher learning. Want to send your kid to an Ivy League school? You know, you watch, this is how much contempt Iran has for Joe Biden and how much they see how weak he is. We had five more rockets. Now, they were fired from Iraq. But we know the Iranians are behind all of this. Joe has helped the Iranian mullahs, the number one state sponsor of terror, get rich. He's, you know, failed to enforce the sanctions that was forbidding them from selling their oil on the world market. even took it a step further and started importing Iranian oil himself. Unbelievable. After depleting all of our oil reserves in the lead up to the 2022 midterm elections. But yet five rockets launched from an Iraqi town towards a U.S. military base. How many more times are we going to allow this to happen before Americans end up dead? And there's going to be a response from a leader of the United States that actually knows what it means to be a commander in chief. And now it's even gotten worse because a lot of leaders in Israel are furious over the potential sanctions that they're expecting to be imposed. In other words, they've been told will be imposed by the U.S. against them as early as this week against the IDF military battalion. And go along with this narrative. Now, Israel bends over backwards not to target innocent people. They have handled it that way for all the years that the hundreds of thousands of rockets have been fired from Gaza and from Lebanon into Israel. And Hamas, Hezbollah, what do? They fire their rockets from schools. They fire their rockets from well-populated areas. They do it on purpose, knowing that Israel will be hesitant to respond. Now they're in a full-fledged war that was started by Hamas. There's no moral ambiguity here. We know who did this. We know the 1,200 Israelis were slaughtered. We know the children were decapitated. Babies were decapitated. We have the images that I have seen myself. They have all the stories of all the women that have been raped. Where is the moral compass of the woke world in Washington, the woke world in our college institutions? God forbid you say, oh, you look really, really pretty in that dress. That probably will get you expelled from these same institutions. They've taken over the entire campus over at Columbia. Nobody's lifting a finger to stop them. They're doing nothing. All Biden is saying to Israel is pretty much you're on your own. If you want to fire back at Iran, we're not going to be a part of that. Well, what kind of moral support is that? Now they got this tent city here on college campuses. Have an entire campus taken over. Jewish students, confronted and fearing for their lives have been told to leave the university. They're chased away and nobody's removing the pro-Hamas protesters on the South Lawn, I guess is what they call it, in violation of university policies. Not that that matters. We're informing students they're in violation of university policies and their own safety and for the operation of the university, they must leave. Well, they're not leaving. So what are you going to do about it? Some of them chanting, "We are Hamas." We heard those chants last week. Blatant claims of some of the protesters that we are Hamas. Well, basically that means we're terrorists in our own country. Death to Israel, death to America, being chanted in our own country. Hamas makes us proud. Kill another soldier now. When a person challenged her asking, "You're Hamas?" Wow. "You're what? You're Hamas?" Yeah, we are all Hamas. And then called the person a pig. Now they tried to clear this out once, but they're not lifting a finger to do it again. Don't worry, Hollywood's helping too. According to many reports and pictures, Susan Sarandon was out there joining these protesters at Columbia. I'm sure she has nothing else to do with her life. And now the kids no longer have in-person learning. They have to learn online. And if you're Jewish, you got to stay away. I'll play it later, by the way. The only one on the Democratic Party, the only Democrat, and I've got to give kudos to him. And I didn't think he would be up to the job, but apparently he's been healing. Good for him. Is Fetterman from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. He dropped a message on Friday to mark the beginning of Passover. And he took a lot of jabs at the mob, the media, and their lack of moral clarity in this. And was very clear in his support for Israel. He says it's crazy that there are Democrats who will not condemn Iran. He's talking about his president, too. And then referring to protesters who decide to take a bullhorn and yell at people in a public place as a-holes. They are. You know, I got a hold of a pamphlet that was being passed out at Columbia, and also a picture of one of the students writing from the river to the sea, meaning wipe Israel off the map. How to get ready for a demonstration, tips and tricks to stay safe and dangerous in the streets. When packing your bag, think about what you'll be wearing at the demonstration. Do you want to be anonymous? If you're doing anything illegal, this is important. This can also be important if you are at higher risk of arrest or police violence, which is often the case of people of color, trans people, and those with criminal records. Anonymity can help avoid losing your job or getting doxxed by fascists. It's ideal to have two changes of clothes, one for anonymity in the demonstration and one to change into after, and use a T-shirt or a ski mask to cover your entire head, not just a COVID mask. Keep in mind, people have also been identified by distinctive logos or bags in their clothes or their shoes. You know, so, you know, you're about to go to a demonstration. Maybe you're first, and we know you're excited to finally have a chance to express your rage at the evil American death machine of racial capitalism and colonial state. F yeah. And maybe you're a veteran of one of these kinds of things. Either way, these tips and reminders can be helpful. A lot of protests and actions are organized with the view that participants should be passive attendees, that you're there to clap at the right time and march in the right direction. Sign up for the email list, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't sound like it's particularly peaceful to me. And you're only, you got one senator, one Democrat that's willing to take this on. Even jabbed at the media mob for not covering the hostages still held in Gaza. Nobody ever mentions them. Hammering the a-hole protesters and slamming his own party for their response to the Iranian attack. He said it's insane, crazy. And he's right. But that's the world we're now living in. That is life in America under Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's job is not to piss these people off so much that they won't vote for him. Just like their silence was deafening in the summer of 2020. It's not very much different, because they didn't want to alienate the radicals that were out there, you know, pounding police with bricks and rocks and bottles of Molotov cocktails. So they just either they said nothing, or they lied to us and said that they were mostly peaceful. They were not. We had a couple of dozen dead Americans and billions in property damage. How come they never had a committee looking into those 574 riots? How come Joe's Justice Department didn't track down every video of every participant involved in this so that they could be arrested and punished? How come the vice president who tweeted out the bail fund for the people involved after the rioting and the burning down of a police precinct, how come she wasn't called an insurrectionist or supporting riots? Oh, all of that gets pushed under the rug. It's only Donald Trump. And now we know that they have kept exculpatory information in their Hollywood theater presentation, primetime presentation to the nation. They kept a lot of that information from people. Later on, Eric Trump will be with us. By the way, Letitia James lost her obnoxious bid to overturn Trump's $175 million judgment bond. You know, they go in today, and apparently it was is Judge Angoron again. And they said, well, you know, tell me how I know, you know, that the $175 million will be there, blah, 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 if need be. And the Trump attorneys are saying, well, sir, it's in cash. He didn't know what a money market account was. And he said, well, my understanding is they're in money markets. That would be correct, sir. That's cash. Well, what if the value changes? Sir, cash doesn't change its value. It'll be $175 million. I mean, how stupid are these people? But nobody seems to care about the weaponization. I've yet to hear one Democrat saying an eight-year-old case that has been brought, whose statute of limitations have long passed, and some convoluted theory that even Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ passed on federal charges, we're going to turn this into a felony. The same DA that drops felonies 60% of the time down to misdemeanors. In the case of Trump, he's upping it. Now Democrats don't want to offer Trump Secret Service protection. Never mind that the judge in this case should have recused himself for a lot of reasons. Number one, starting with donating to Joe Biden. Number two, being the conflict as it relates to a family member working for an organization that is benefiting financially from this case and raising money off it, according to reports and according to Elise Stefanik. The Manhattan District Attorney hired a former senior Justice Department official with a history of taking on Donald Trump and his family as the person to begin oral arguments earlier today. They have convened for the day, by the way. Apparently, I guess one of the jurors had a toothache. But anyway, so they literally brought in somebody in this high-profile case, a Biden appointee at the Justice Department, who was assigned to Bragg's office after Bragg himself decided not to prosecute Donald Trump. Gee, I wonder if they treated Hunter the same way. I tend to doubt it. I mean, it is, if this doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. This is what a weaponized system of justice is. The first witness, I guess, spoke for about 20 minutes. That's David Pecker, who's with the National Enquirer, was at the time. And this, you know, what do they call a catch and kill operation? They buy a story. Apparently, it didn't work out. And here's another point. Bob Costello, remember, he was at one point representing Michael Cohen. And apparently, Michael Cohen, according to Bob Costello, gave him a waiver as it relates to attorney-client privilege. But anyway, he told the story, and it was recounted today by our friend Miranda Devine at the New York Post, that when he first met their star witness at the Regency Hotel, Cohen was distraught, suicidal, and said repeatedly, "I'll never spend a day in jail. I don't care what the F I have to do," according to a file note that Costello wrote afterward memorializing the meeting. Cohen kept asking what his escape hatch was, and Costello said information that would be incriminating to Trump would be his get-out-of-jail-free card. Yet Cohen insisted to his own lawyers he didn't have anything on Trump to trade. He didn't have anything. And here's another point. All of the checks to Cohen are in 2017. Presumably, you know, they might have put business expense next to it in a ledger. That by New York law is a misdemeanor. But if that's the case and the entries were made in 2017, how do you make the case this was about election interference or an election, I guess, campaign contribution when that happened a year after the election? Somebody can explain that to me. Anyway, so we've been watching all these court. Donald Trump went out there very, very passionate today, defending himself. I will say this. There were oral arguments on Tuesday. Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch, Alito exposed the Biden administration's inexcusable practice of selective prosecution for protesters and rioters. This is the other January 6th case, Fisher v. the U.S., the United States, and calling attention to the official proceeding. It basically is based on 18 U.S.C. 1512 paragraph C, and it shouldn't apply to actions during the January 6th riot when it wasn't applied elsewhere. I mean, they went directly to the heart of equal justice and equal application under our laws. Anyway, we'll have a lot more on this as the afternoon progresses as well. And, you know, Donald Trump is not on the campaign trail, can't say anything about it because of a gag order. You have a judge that donated, that should have recused himself as a donor to Joe Biden, who apparently has other conflicts of interest. And not one person in the media gives a flying rip about any of it. Meanwhile, you might as well take your Constitution, buy a shredder, or just rip it up in your own hands. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to Eric Trump. We'll have the latest on what's going on in these college campuses and much more. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.